This is an RNIB talking book.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Bone Crack by Dick Francis.
Track 1.
Chapter 1. They both wore thin rubber masks, identical. I looked at the two identical faceless faces in tingling disbelief. I was not the sort of person to whom rubber-masked individuals, up to no good, paid calls at 12 to midnight. I was a 34-year-old, sober-minded businessman, quietly bringing up to date the account books at my father's training stables in Newmarket. The pool of light from the desk lamp shone squarely upon me, and the work I'd been doing. And the two rubber faces moved palely against the near black panelling of the dark room, like alien moons closing in on the sun. I looked up when the latch clicked, and there they were, two dim figures calmly walking in from the hall of the big house, silhouetted briefly against the soft lighting behind them, and then lost against the panelling as they closed the door. They moved without a squeak, without a scrape, on the bare, polished floor. Apart from the unhuman faces, they were black from head to foot. I picked up the telephone receiver and dialed the first of three nines. One of them closed in faster, swung his arm, and smashed downwards on the telephone. I removed my finger fractionally in time, with the second nine all but complete, but no one was ever going to receive the third. The black gloved hands slowly disentangled a heavy police truncheon from the mangled remains of the post office's property. There's nothing to steal.